This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Texas studios after a trip from the Pacific Northwest in Seattle where everybody talks about rain. The people there are so used to rain. They just walk around in rain boots, carry umbrellas. They're used to it. They don't even want to talk about it. And the interesting thing about Seattle is it is not the wettest place in the United States. That would be in Alabama. There is a place in Alabama called Birmingham. That is the wettest place. So there, how about that? It was interesting, though, in leaving Seattle and coming back to the studios, the New Orleans Saints. Who dat? Oh, yeah. You delivered the punch to the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, 13-10. I saw a lot of New Orleans finest making their way into Seattle to be there for that game on Monday night. My name is Kate Delaney, so if you've been listening for a long time, thanks for hanging around. If you're a newbie, I'm talking about taking a little jaunt to the Pacific Northwest and what it was like to be in the state of Washington and be in Seattle and then 2 hours away in Mount Rainier. And I will mention this throughout the week. I'll just pepper in some fun, cool things I learned because we got to get to what's buzzing in your backyard and mine. But in visiting Mount Rainier, you know, it's over 14,000 feet. On Sunday, we went up to an area where it started to snow. So we were in the middle of a snowstorm, and it was interesting because I was not prepared for a snowstorm. But I did have gloves, and I did have a hiking pole my brother had gotten me. So luckily, I was armed with that, and I did have hiking boots on. But you know what it's like to kind of slip and slide all over the place as you're trying to make your way up to this thing called Paradise and get the best view you can of Mount Rainier and then learn everything you can about this really incredible national park, which is really made up of a bunch of glaciers, and so much of what I didn't realize existed right there in Rainier was just mind-blowing to me. And anytime I can go to a national park, it's a neat thing to see that eye candy and get away from all the nonsense and the noise that has freaked us all out for the past year-ish plus, let's just say that. So that was pretty fun. Here's a fun fact I take away from my trip to the Pacific Northwest. You know those brown trucks you see driving around? Yeah, I'm not talking about FedEx, obviously. I'm talking about UPS trucks. Did you know they only make right-hand turns? Only because they save gas and they save time. They discovered that because UPS originated in Washington, in Seattle, in fact. So just a fun fact from that trip. I had no idea. I can't wait to ask my UPS man about that. How long does it take you to get from point A to point B? And he probably won't be able to answer because he's already going to be out the door and on his way because he has to deliver the next package. But that's a true thing. And still today, that happens. All right, speaking of things that make you go, huh, when it comes to numbers and such, we know that fates and fortunes in politics definitely spin on numbers. So 538 does an interesting poll, all kinds of calculations, by the way, not just political nonsense, but they do political stuff, and they take the average of various polls. You know, so they looked at the approval and disapproval rate of Joe Biden, whose disapproval rate has really sunk. 50.6% disapprove of Joe Biden and how he's running the country, 43.6% approve. Now, again, this is an aggregate of different polls. That's why it's so interesting what Nate Silver does. I really like his magic on 538 because I think it's unbiased. It's numbers. He's a numbers freak, and that's how his popularity started. So he took, you know, Rasmussen, Ipsos, YouGov, American Research Group, four or five or six of them, and that's how they came up with that number. And then it actually even went further and compared it to other presidents at the same time and where they were at, you know, 279 days in, 4 years in, 8 years in, if it was two presidencies where they had gone back to back. And looking at the numbers, you know, Donald Trump's approval rating and where Biden is, Trump was just a little bit lower than Biden's approval rating at this point, just a little bit lower. But then you compare him to other presidents like George W. Bush, and if you look 279 days into his, Bush was at 86.8% compared to Biden at 43.8. And then you look at Bush 1, George H.W. Bush, and 279 days into his presidency, 67.7% to what, again, Biden has 43.8. And then you kind of think about what was happening in the world at the time and compare those numbers that way, even if you wanted to look at other Democratic presidents at that point in their presidency. Just so it's just kind of wild how the numbers are, again, formulated when you look at them from all kinds of different angle. So definitely Biden's approval rating has dipped to a very new low. And so much of that has to do with the economy, with what's happening with the pandemic, obviously. And I think a slew of other things where we have the push-pull of you're on my team, I'm on your team. And then if you're somewhere caught in the middle of it, you're on no team. You get what I'm saying. The polarized world that we all live in, I don't care where you're listening to me, I would find it really impossible to believe that you do not have that happening in your community, in your neighborhoods, whether they be rural or suburban or you're in a city somewhere. Because I have traveled around enough and I have seen it and know people from areas all blessed to know people from all areas of the country, and that's what I'm hearing from everyone. So how about this? Speaking of business and how it's biting Biden, White House officials are meeting with lobbyists as they're looking at this final review of the COVID vaccine mandate from the press. Business groups are asking the administration to wait until after the holiday shopping season to implement the rule, because they say the mandate could exacerbate labor shortages and supply chain problems, and they're very, 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 let me say that again, very worried about it. Like the American Trucking Associations, where are my truckers? They're going to meet with the OMB on Tuesday, and they're warning the administration last week that many drivers are probably just going to quit because they don't want to get vaccinated. So that's going to further disrupt the national supply chain when the industry is already short 80,000 drivers. So what do you think? Do you think they'll push this past the holidays, this mandate, or keep it December 8th? What's the smart play here? You can always weigh in, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Conversation. One thing I have not mentioned is the dirty word COVID. Yes, I will tell you this because people always ask about traveling and what's that like. This was a long plane flight for me, over 4.5 hours, especially on the way from the great state of Texas to Washington all the way to the Pacific Northwest. And on the plane, there was no problem. People just had their masks on, just fell asleep, just, you know, were reminded many times in the beginning, please, you know, we want this flight to be a good flight for you. And, you know, this is the world that we're living in, basically. And sit back, relax, and please do that because we do not want to have to find anyone or have anybody be in a situation, a compromised situation. You know, the pilots put it different ways, but all of them addressed it immediately and immediately reminded many, many, many times in the beginning to please make sure that you are covered and your nose and mouth are covered, etc. And there wasn't problems at all. There's all kinds of people on my flights from all over the place. No problems, you know, whatsoever. You know, we're seeing that it just depends as far as what's going on with the vaccinated, unvaccinated. You can't get into an airport if you're not. And I will tell you this, there's a famous glass blower. His name is Dale Chihuly. If you look him up, he is mind-blowing, seriously. And he's like a pirate. He lost his eye, and he's got a patch on his eye, and he just definitely has a swagger and an attitude, and he is all American, baby, and he is a famous American glass artist and entrepreneur, and he is from the Pacific Northwest, from Tacoma, Washington, and he is world-renowned, right? So he's got a place in Seattle that you can go and see this incredible, mind-blowing, you know, glass works that he has. And that was the first place that I have been, besides being in Palm Springs for the tennis, which was ahead of time, where they asked to see a COVID card or proof of that you had taken a negative test. So, hey, if you had a negative test, you just show them the negative test or you show the card. And that started on Monday, the day that we saw the Chihuly stuff, and they were very nice about it, but every single person had to show that. So that was one thing that was different for me, because I've never had to show that card anywhere, but that's the first time that happened. And it's interesting, we look at the numbers now, the COVID numbers, and, we're seeing, again, depending in places where the highest cases are in the United States, you know, where the highest amount of deaths have happened. Altogether, if you look at what Johns Hopkins says, 736,000 people have died, but that's out of 45.4 million cases. And now there is what I mentioned at the top, the push to ask Joe Biden, hey, listen, please back off of this date. Wait till after the holidays, because we are stuck with shortages of people that can drive trucks, with people that can be servers in restaurants, people that are there in hotels. And that's the other thing. In the hotels, when you go in, because they're short-staffed, they say, if you don't need to have your room made up, or you need to have your room made up, call us, because here's the COVID-19 protocols. And there were certainly those in place as well, and restaurants closed in two of the hotels, and one where you just got a key in an envelope. So I noticed that. So that was another thing that was incredibly, incredibly different. And this is, again, the world that we live in. Some of it is opening up in some cases, meaning in some countries we're seeing that, and some in our own country, you know, we're seeing some of that too. Then it's all about young kids and will they get vaccinated? Moderna's data showed that the coronavirus vaccine generated antibodies in children 6 to 11 that were up to 1.5 times as high as what had been seen in adults. So that's interesting. And then as I kind of spitball through our world as it stands now in the COVID era or in the pandemic era, cruises, because I saw cruise ships from Alaska pulling in, two different ones, pulling in to this giant port, which is our fourth biggest port, Seattle, where they seem to really be moving a lot of those containers, taking things from containers, because I saw the ports right in front of my face. I saw the port. So cruises no longer requiring, they're not going to be required to follow CDC rules starting in January. It was scheduled to expire November 1st, but now it's been extended to January 15th. I talked to somebody in the hotel I was about the cruise line that had pulled in. And they said they had no problems, everything was fine, people were happy to be there, and it didn't seem to be a big issue. In Arizona, not on land, in Arizona, there's, and we've got a lot of people listening to us in the wonderful state of Arizona, there are concerns as the battle is really, really heavy there with the masks and the vaccines as to who will mask up, who doesn't want to mask up, who wants to be vaccinated, who doesn't want to be vaccinated. You have Doug Ducey, who's the Republican governor who lifted the pandemic restrictions in March, didn't have anything in play to mitigate any kind of risk or anything of reopening. So then we saw more cases in July in Arizona because we had the Delta variant that smashed us all in the head and was becoming the most common coronavirus in the U.S. at that time. Ducey is vaccinated, by the way. Republican Governor Ducey, he has urged other people to get vaccinated, but argues it should be a personal choice. And he is in the middle of that battle against the federal government on a couple of different fronts and areas in an effort to prevent mask mandates in schools and vaccine mandates in workplaces. They're seeing lots of problems in Arizona, like in other places. Right? So as of this past weekend, Arizona reported 3,145 cases of the coronavirus and 30 deaths from COVID-19, twice as many daily cases as the state was reporting just 3 months ago. So that's where it stands. 52% of Arizona's population fully vaccinated. But at this point, it's been kind of slow since the initial push of vaccinations. And of course, there's campaigns on trying to get people to get vaccinated, and only 21% of the people in Arizona under the age of 20 are vaccinated. This is the state information, their data, compared to 93% of people 65 and up. But Arizona is not the only state in that position where a lot of people under the age of 20, it's very, very small compared with the older population. And Arizona is 38th in the nation in terms of people 65 and over who have gotten a booster dose at this point. But again, the governor is vaccinated, is telling other people, encouraging vaccination, but says he will not ram it down anybody's throat, insisting it's a personal choice. And of course, that has divisions, like in many other states. In Arizona, what I mentioned right at the top of this is the world we live in now, right? Where are you? Where am I? And what do we all think about this? And one thing I can say for sure is there is no question that the frustration runs very, very high. Hey, coming up, we got the mailbag, and a lot of you have thrown in your two cents on everything from COVID-19 and vaccine mandates to what just happened in another shooting at a mall. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Cardio FX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Despite being promoted as safe and effective by legacy media, many healthcare workers are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccines, and those who openly speak out about their concerns get censored by big tech companies or kicked off their platforms. Some nurses and doctors are refusing vaccine mandates, even if it means it will cost them their jobs. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern happily admitted she created two classes of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. A reporter asked, "You've basically said you probably don't see it like this, but two different classes of people if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. You have all these rights if you're vaccinated."
That is what it is. And for the last few days, our cases have been in the single digits, with, as you will have heard from Dr. Bloomfield today, just one confirmed case.
This is USA Radio News. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing. They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. The White House is rejecting another claim of executive privilege from former President Trump over documents requested by the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol, directing the National Archives to turn them over to the panel. The former president's privilege assertion is not justified. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we're in the mailbag. We didn't have to dig very far. Thanks to all of you who constantly send me your thoughts and everything that is buzzing across the land. So let's go to this one. This is from Mac, who's listening to us in Texas. And he says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a sad Christmas for a lot of people. You talk about the ports and what's happening in Los Angeles, and then you got to look at what's going on with the trucking industry, and then you got to look at what's happening with retail, and there's just a lack of personnel all the way around the board, and so much of that has to do with the whole vaccination thing. I think if the vaccination dates aren't moved and there is this overall mandate that will affect a lot of people working in those industries, you're just not going to have any way to have what we would normally see with Christmas take place. So there may be, as you joked one night, a lot of IOUs or something to take the place of that. I have no idea what it would be. How about money? Yeah, money in an envelope. That might be what a lot of people get, and I'm real serious about that. You know, the National Association, what was it I said last week, of manufacturers, they're saying that, listen, businesses that they've already, first of all, some of them implemented these mandates, or they have a certain, could they have a certain level of vaccination? If they could just hit a certain level, would that be okay? So it wouldn't be worse. The retail industry people, you know, people who choose not to get vaccinated, who's paying, because if they have to have these weekly tests, who's paying for the weekly tests? Because can these companies, some of these places that sometimes are set up just for the holidays, could they really afford that? So there are a lot of moving parts to this. Global supply chains are so strained. So you think of the factory shutdowns and the shortage of truck drivers and the longshoremen on the West Coast, which I said I was just there and I saw what I could see to the naked eye was happening in a very big port, as I said, our fourth biggest port. And by the way, the gateway to Asia, where so many of those ships besides Los Angeles come in. And I can tell you that we get caught in a traffic jam because there were so many trucks that were lined up to get stuff from the port, meaning to load up their trucks and drive away. But is it more or is it less than you would normally see? And, of course, how many ships are coming in and aren't coming in that normally would be there? There wasn't a ship backup in Seattle like there is in Los Angeles, however, so that makes a little bit of a difference. But we're talking about two different areas, and L.A.'s port is number one versus number four. So will this mandate be pushed until after the holidays or not? Which, by the way, if you don't know what it is, it will require businesses with 100 or more employees to ensure they are vaccinated against COVID or test weekly for the virus. So part of the problem, some of these companies are saying, staffing companies, realtors, I mean, just anyone you can think of where there is that workforce, is that they can't cover this. They couldn't cover. If they have a lot of people who say, I want to work, but I'm not getting vaccinated, but I'll submit to the tests. Yeah, sure, I'll do the weekly tests because I want to know anyway. I'll do the tests. But who's paying for the tests? Because the tests aren't as cheap as you think, and it adds up. So this is the quandary, and this is where it's at this point. And I mean, specifically, I know I saw this morning, the National Retail Federation, I think I mentioned them, they're asking for 90 days to comply with the mandate and delaying it until late January at the earliest. They're saying at the earliest. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, same thing. I mean, they're in the middle of this, too, pushing against this, saying we're screwed if we have to implement. I mean, if businesses have to do this, we cannot comply. We cannot comply. You got to ask yourself, how do you feel about that? So they have to do the test. If you submit to the test, but again, it goes to who's paying for the test. Who's paying for the test? All right, I got this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, did you hear about, I know that you know that there's protests all over the place, and it doesn't matter if you live in a state that's perceived to be left or perceived to be right, or it's red or it's blue. I think you've said it best. There's no question there's a war going on, and there's plenty of people to go around in every single state of all varieties who are either for or against masks or for or against vaccines, or they get vaccinated, they don't care what other people do. It's a crazy nightmare, basically, if you own a business. But I don't know if you saw this or not about the big protests for the demonstrators who marched over the Brooklyn Bridge. You might have been coming back from the West Coast, but I saw some video of it, and it was a lot of people. And I don't think I was surprised, but people are really starting to organize who don't want to comply with some of these mandates. You know what? Thanks for pointing that out. I saw a still photo of the people, and they kind of guessed that it's about 5,000 or so that did go over the bridge, and they were chanting that they're not going to comply, and blank de Blasio, who is the mayor, and don't tread on me flags, and that kind of stuff. And so there were... there was definitely a big swell of people. Like I said, I know that I saw fear, and the greatest lie ever told is the vaccine, and, you know, FDNY against tyranny. It's we the people, and welcome to Mandate America. Don't comply. Hashtag don't comply. Leave us alone. Let us work. Get out of the way. And a lot of the people were firefighters, frontline people, you know, etc. So cops, city municipal workers, and a lot of them will lose their jobs because that's in New York. That's what they're saying. Basically, you don't do it well, you know, you're out of a gig. So now that's the other thing. What happens to how many police officers and firefighters who decide they're not going to comply in a city like New York? What do they do? You know, if they don't do it, and that the mandate is clear, you know, 5 p.m. by Friday, city employees, that which would include firefighters and cops, their mandate is to get their first dose by 5 p.m. on Friday. And members of the city workforce who have not started their vaccine series by November 1st are placed on unpaid leave until they provide proof of vaccination. So New York's digging in. They're saying, tough tiddlywinks, that's it. So the Department of Education and city health workers had to be inoculated against COVID-19. I mean, previously it was just that's what it was. So the people who agree, holdouts who agree to get that shot, by the way, get $500. So they're going to give you $500. Say, okay, we need you vaccinated. So number one, we're not going to put you on unpaid leave, and you're going to get a $500 bump. Correction, and some of it varies. Correction officers have until December 1st to do that. Wow. So yeah, they're not playing in New York City, but there was a lot of people in that, you know, a mob of people. And that's a good way to describe it, because they were out there and they were in force going over the Brooklyn Bridge. You could see them in this shot that I saw anyway. So pretty interesting. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Brad, who says, whoa, Kate, look out. It's been nasty weather in California. I know that you certainly must have been paying attention to that. This bomb cyclone is such a strange word, and apparently it's headed east, so it could be more of that flash flood stuff. You know, we get the mudslides, and it is the worst to be in the middle of any of that kind of stuff. So I feel for our peeps on the other side of the map. Yeah, you know, the governors of Jersey and New York have both issued a state of emergency because of the nor'easter, as they're calling it. In like 20 counties, just looking at a weather map, because we've seen what's happened before. We saw what happened with Hurricane Ida and how awful that flooding was. But the National Weather Service is saying look for this through Tuesday afternoon, and it'll hit about 30 million people and 2 to 5 inches of rain. The key is how much do you get an hour? So if you exceed an inch per hour and you start to add that up, that's when those urban areas and those poor drainage places where it turns into, like, they look like they're streams. That's where you get that flash flooding that you're perhaps not expecting. It's the rate of how quickly that rain comes down. That's what the big difference is. Absolutely. That's it in a nutshell. And that's what holds people up, where they can't imagine, like, how is this possible? Why are we getting this? It doesn't make any sense. And sure enough, that's what it's about. It's really, really more than anything about the speed with which it comes down. All right, thanks for those emails. We'll get some more, and I promise, in our next show. I promise. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Some of your thoughts 24/7. Coming up, mic drop. And as some people alerted me in various emails, I'm going to talk about what happened in that Idaho mall shooting.
He builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, coming up, the mic drop. As we make our final turn for this hour of the show, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us, as I said at the top of this show. So, sad news about this Boise Mall shooting, and several of you sent me emails about it. Yes, I always say this, you know, that I support gun rights and the Second Amendment and all of that. But it's so sad when we have these school shootings, mall shootings, places where this crap should not happen, right? So, two people killed, an officer among the four injured in what happened, and, you know, people are describing it as traumatic, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit before 2 o'clock, where there was reports that at least one person was shot and down. Officers found a person matching the suspect's description, and there was an exchange of gunfire. It resulted in an officer's injury. The police say the shootout took place outside of the mall. And, of course, there was the video that was being streamed because there was a news crew that got there fast enough, and there were several police cars, one ambulance outside. The main entrance was, which was this main mall that had a Macy's department store, and they showed one person coming out on a gurney and loaded onto an ambulance, another person sitting on the bumper of an SUV of a police car, police SUV, with something wrong with his head, and they're tending to it. That kind of thing was how it was described. I mean, it's the mall. You know, this is the place where people go. In Boise, it had like 150-some stores. So, of course, the Idaho governor, Brad Little, says, you know, this shooting is unthinkable, and we're praying for the people who were injured. I mean, it's the same kind of we could write the script, right? He said the state was ready to help police investigate the shooting, and they're looking into it, and all the things that you can imagine that happened. But the bottom line is two killed, an officer among the four injured in this shooting, and it's incredibly heartbreaking when this stuff happens because people are scrambling. They've got kids. They're in strollers. They throw them under the car. It's traumatic for anybody to see this or to be in the middle of it. You know, we've had people on the show that talk about, you want to live your life? You don't want to be overly paranoid? Are you looking over your shoulder? Or what do you do in the case of emergency? What do you do when there is a shooting? I mean, this is the world, right? This is what we live with. But to me, it's the motivation. What is it that drives somebody to do that? What is that? So the unnamed suspect, by the way, was transported to the hospital in critical condition. There were two others that were killed, like I said, and the officer's injuries were treated and they were released, thank goodness. So let me make sure that's clear. But obviously, it's traumatic for people because you got victims, witnesses, people just scrambling from the Boise Town Square Mall. And it's a weird, isolated thing. And once the threat passes, it passes. But I think it lingers in people's minds. That's what I think happens. It sticks with you. It sticks with you. We're going to have people on in the next week or two to talk more about that, like, hey, what do you do, right? And then this makes the argument for some of, well, what if more people with concealed and carry, what if somebody was there that could immediately see that? But again, that goes to something happens and all of a sudden there's a reaction, and then how quick is the scramble? You know what I'm saying. Just a tragedy. And speaking of tragedies, this was a terrible tragedy, and this happened while I was on the West Coast. And I had been by this studio, driven just by the studio, but crew members describe unsafe conditions on this set of Rust. And if you don't know what happened on Rust, Alec Baldwin sadly killed a cinematographer because he was handed a gun that being the reports coming out of it, was a cold gun, meaning there was nothing, there was no live bullets in it. And shot the cinematographer by accident, who died. And then there was the director, who was also hit but survived. And now you have a lot of finger pointing going on, problems supposedly, like I said, crew members saying it was unsafe. There were three crew members who worked alongside the assistant director, this guy named David Halls, who people are calling out on another movie, and where a gun unexpectedly discharged, allegedly. And so the three crew members are saying that there was, they don't want reprisals for speaking out, but they were concerned for the safety of the crew and the cast members on the set before the gun misfired. I mean, the bottom line is, how does this happen on a movie set? What is going on? Who is in charge of the weapons, and why would they not have blanks? And why would you not triple, quadruple, whatever, check these weapons? Two crew members said some of the rifles used in the making of the movie had been packed with gunpowder but didn't have projectiles. The rifle that misfired was not supposed to be loaded at all. So the accidental discharge disoriented a boom mic operator who suffered injuries to their inner ear, by the way. That was another thing that happened. There was so much shock over what happened with the female cinematographer being killed that, first of all, they've shut down, Helena Hutchins was her name. They've shut down the production, obviously. You have Alex Baldwin, who says he's heartbroken, wants nothing, you know, is cooperating, all that kind of stuff. And Alec Baldwin. And you have the police investigating. No charges have been filed at this point. And it's just a unbelievably sad thing to happen that in an industry like that, and with so many years in history and et cetera of making all kinds of films with weapons, yes, there can be accidents, but you would just think that this would not happen at this point, that it would, that there's just no way. And first of all, somebody who knows guns said to me, working with the actors, working with the stunt people, working with any of the people, the other thing that you would be talked about is never point a weapon at anyone. Like, never, ever, ever do that. Just a sad, 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 sad thing. All right, we got to end on a high note, a crazy note, so to speak. The mic drop moment, as I like to call it. So picture this. Do you know who Andy Warhol is? You might not like him. You might think, I don't understand this modern art. But I bet you all know those soup cans, the tomato cans. If you don't, look it up on whatever search device you have on the internet. 1,000 Andy Warhol sketches are for sale, but they only cost $250. 999 are forgeries. Only one is real. This is a concept by this art collective known for doing kind of provocative things. And this exhibit is called Museum of Forgeries. It's based on this sketch done by Warhol called Fairies. So you got three nude fairies playing with a jump rope. It was sold by Christie's in April of 2016 for $8,125. Now it's worth, this is what you care about, whether you like them or not. Now the sketch is worth $20,000. So that means one lucky person would make $19,750. 999 others would get a pretty decent forgery. But the people who came up with the concept, they're the ones that are the winners and all this. You know how much they're going to bring in? $250,000. That's what they'll bring in. So this Brooklyn-based collective is called MSCHF, known for doing these kind of viral creation things. They're the ones who definitely will make out in the end. I'm just going to say again, $250,000 is what they'll get for the Museum of Forgeries. It'll certainly make a splash, you would think. I bet you. I mean, it's like, you know, trying to, it's a higher lottery ticket, let's say. But that's what you're hoping for, that you're going to be the person that that wins. That'd be a nice Christmas present, wouldn't it? Would you pay $250 for a possible forgery to possibly win almost $20,000? I gotta think about it. Thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Send me your thoughts. I keep saying it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.